W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 14 people killed after a mass shooting in Prague in the Czech Republic. It happened at Charles University, and police say the now-dead gunman was a student. ABC's Lama Hassan with more from the foreign desk.
An email was reportedly sent to staff warning them of the shooting, telling them to stay put, telling them not to go anywhere, saying if you are in your offices, lock them and place furniture in front of the door, turn off the lights, it said. So essentially barricading themselves in the classrooms.
The UN now warns more than 500,000 people in Gaza are facing starvation as the Hamas-run health ministry reports the death toll there from the war has surpassed 20,000. Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending a private plane carrying 120 migrants to Chicago unannounced, leaving them at O'Hare Airport. Rudy Giuliani filing for bankruptcy 1 week after being ordered to pay nearly $150 million for defaming two former Georgia election workers, accusing them of changing votes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices in Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity in Wisconsin should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
And DEI does not get people there.
Not in my mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about $1 and natural gas bills by about $3. The increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Boys and Girls Club of the Northlands has received a large donation from a local business during the holiday season. According to a Northern News Now report, PRB Resorts presented the organization with a check for $7,500 on Wednesday, which will go towards the Boys and Girls Club's healthy lifestyle programming. The organization will use the funding to purchase active indoor equipment for the children, encouraging them to stay active and make healthy choices during the cold winter months. A historic building in downtown Duluth will be receiving a big investment from the 2024 St. Louis County budget. The depot is one of the most historic buildings in downtown Duluth, and the county budget has allotted nearly $850,000 for maintenance, staffing, and hosting events. The county allotted only about $500,000 for the building in the 2023 budget. St. Louis County is also hoping to replace the HVAC system, asking the state for $11 million of the $16 million needed. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Packers get ready for the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers travel to Carolina this weekend to face the struggling 2-12 Panthers. Despite losing to the Giants and the Buccaneers, is there any chance the Packers could overlook Carolina? Jordan Love.
I mean, I don't think, you know, bouncing back after two losses, I definitely don't think we're going to be underestimating anybody. So, you know, I think we're going to come out Sunday with our best foot forward. You know, I think just the stretch of games we've had, losing two tough ones, we're ready to bounce back, and we're definitely not about to take this game for granted.
NBA, the Bucks play the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum, then leave on a road trip. It will have them playing the Knicks in New York on Christmas Day. Bobby Portis asks if he's finished his holiday shopping.
I ain't even put a tree up this year. Like, at the crib, like, I don't even have a tree up because on the 22nd, which is Friday, we leave. And, you know, obviously, you know, I ain't going to be able to open no presents under my tree. I ain't going to have my presents just sitting at the crib under the tree.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Staying rather warm the next couple of days. Cloudy, little fog and drizzle tonight. Lows in the low 30s. Some early drizzle tomorrow. Staying cloudy. High low 40s. Some bits of sunshine on Saturday. Highs up to the upper 40s. Some rain and low 50s for Sunday. Currently it's 37.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. Trying to set a theme here, Dom. Funny is funny. And we've been trying to get your funny takes. We're going to roll right into a happy hour edition, Dom. Been having fun with the topic. Rudy so broke. Because Rudy Giuliani, the former attorney to the president, is so freaking broke, he filed bankruptcy today in the federal courts. And I don't care how bad a year 2023 is shaping up for you and your family. You ain't as broke as Rudy Giuliani. This guy's like half a billion in the hole broke. He's $490 million more broke than you are this Christmas.
He has between $1 and $10 million in assets and somewhere between $100 and $500 million in liabilities.
I would think he's broke. He's broke ass this Christmas. He's so broke they're gonna repossess Rudy's box. 844-967-2789. Diane Anderson from Racine, my understanding, holding a candidate for the first congressional district, but she's holding with the Rudy joke. Diane, welcome to the show. Glad you're listening. Let's have it, sister.
Hi guys. How about this one? Rudy's so broke that he won't be able to buy his usual hair dye.
You gotta listen the whole time. Diane, I appreciate it. Thank you. He is. He's so broke. We've had some good ones, Diane. And
he's so broke.
Appreciate your effort.
He can't pay attention. A few have said.
Oh, come on.
Happy holidays.
Anything else for us, Diane? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
844-967-2789. We had a couple really, really good ones. Several hair dye comments. Diane, you know, picked up on that. Rudy's so broke that he can't afford to drop a dime on Donald Trump.
I really like that one, Dom. I know you did.
I did like that one.
There were so many funny ones.
What did you say? I think you said Rudy's so broke he can only afford to get two sheets to the wind.
That came in on the text line. There were several.
All right.
I can't take credit for all the funny.
Sure you can.
Well, okay. I will. All the funny ones said, if they were funny, I said them. But if they weren't funny, that definitely came from the callers. Or Dom.
Right.
Probably Dom. 844-967-2789. I want to introduce a new story for the hour, Dom. Trump's buddy, Michael Flynn, you know, the locker up guy. Remember him?
Oh, the QAnon guy, the guy who lied to the FBI about his communications with the Russians. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Well, it's not really, really important, the actual body of this work, but the gist of this story, Dom, Michael Flynn was inducted into the Rhode Island Hall of Fame, and his induction in has triggered a mass resignation from the Rhode Island Hall of Fame. Just a little of this coverage. Michael Flynn was selected as an inductee into the Rhode Island Heritage Hall of Fame, sending dozens of board members fleeing for the exits. The Hall's board held a virtual meeting where some members voted to induct the former National Security Advisor, who is pardon means you were guilty of something. Pardoned by Donald Trump near the end of his presidency after pleading guilty to lying to FBI agents about his contacts with Russian officials. And as a result, multiple members of the organization submitted letters of resignation, according to the Providence Journal. The inclusion of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn flies in the face of honorable service and former Congressman Jim Langvin, who was also selected last week as an honorary inductee.
You're right. Hey, congratulations. You're so awesome. We're going to put you on the same pedestal right next to General Flynn.
I mean, other than maybe Scott Walker, I couldn't think of a worse comrade to join in any endeavor. Again, from Jim, the other inductee or apparent not inductee to the Rhode Island Hall of Fame, I just couldn't see placing that particular nominee on the same footing with so many fabulous people that have been honored in that way over so many years that it's been in existence. Yes, Dom, because literally Michael Flynn should have been in jail had he not been pardoned of his guilt, his pled guilt. So, no, Hall of Famer, that guy. Yeah,
Rhode Island, let's go there.
844-967-2789. A few others might still have their takes on the Rudy So Broke joke. I know a few people listening at work might be in the car now. You can play along. Al from Ocotomowoc. Welcome, Al. What do you got for us?
Merry Christmas to both of you guys. And
thank you.
To you and your family. Yes, Rudy's so broke that he went down to the hospital to sell his blood, but they refused to pay him after all they got was a pint of cheap used vodka.
I'm glad you worked the booze in there, Al. I was already rewriting your punchline in my mind, but you went there. You went there. And that's the good stuff.
Successfully so. Well done, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening, Al. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Al.
844-967-2789. Andrew from Madison. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, I got a Rudy So Broke joke for you.
Lay it on us, brother.
Rudy So Broke, rumor has it, he opened an OnlyFans under the handle Rudy's Juicy Heine.
Terrible. Yeah, a little visual, not necessary, Andrew, but I get the gist. I appreciate the effort, man.
What's your OnlyFans page called, Dom? Inquiring minds want to know.
I do not have one, although there is a new South Park out. I started watching it last night, talking about the OnlyFans. It's pretty amusing. Look forward to getting through it. Curdy, I don't have an OnlyFans yet, but when I do, you'd be the first one to subscribe, right?
Well, I'd be the second one.
That's right, after Liza. 844-967-2789.
I was thinking maybe Judy Muffin. But thanks for bringing my wife into it. I'm sure that'll make for an awkward Christmas. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, as a gift for your wife, you can give her, you know, my OnlyFans subscription to me.
I'll give her the cheat codes. You put a buck in, you get double green stamps back from Dom's OnlyFans. 844-967-2789. Here's the good news. The former congressman, George Santos, I bet he'd sign up for you.
Oh, for sure.
Might be some boner dollars, but he'd get them to you. Scott from Pewaukee, welcome to the show. What do you got for us, Scott?
Hi, Scott.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Rudy joke or other?
Yeah. Oh, Rudy joke. Rudy is so broke, he went to go sell his soul, but had to go collect it from Trump first.
No!
You know, I cannot believe, Scott.
Good luck getting anything back from Trump, Scott.
Appreciate you playing along, Scott. That is really where the punchline should have gone initially. I mean, Scott is really onto something here. Rudy's soul. But of course, it's been so debased and so devalued. It's also, you know, there's a Rudy so broke his soul declared
bankruptcy.
Rudy's so broke
he can't sell his soul? Right?
It's perfection is somewhere in there, but let's not
somewhere in there.
Let's not let
we need a little work.
Perfection be the enemy of the very good. Well done, Scott.
Oh, never, Crudy, I never do.
Clearly. 844-967-2789. Eric from Lodi, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Welcome, Eric.
Yeah, it's a Rudy joke. Rudy's so broke, CJ won't rent to him.
That's right. CJ's a landlord. I'm not clear though. Do you think CJ would, you know, just be so honored to have someone that was the fluffer to Donald Trump right there in one of his tenements?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But I mean, does he really want his property values brought down anymore?
Well, anyone that can do a little Google search of, you know, the landlord's probably going to know who owns the joint, but you know, maybe he's got a blind box.
True. All right. Well, that was the joke. All right.
Right on, Eric. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. 844-967-2789.
I wonder where CJ is with his Rudy so broke joke. I mean, you've been in folks, CJ. If you've got one, we'll jump you up the queue here. But in the meantime, we'll keep going. 844-967-2789. Jeff, political thought or Rudy joke?
Oh, I got a couple jokes for you.
All right, man. Lay them on us.
Rudy's so broke that his finances finally align with his character.
Yes. Well done.
The second one is Rudy's so broke that he's willing to take lessons from Ocean Gate on how to keep things together.
Oh, I don't get it. What's Ocean
Gate? That was the thing that went to the bottom of the ocean but didn't come back up.
Oh,
yeah. Imploded.
Ouch.
You know, I was a little concerned that Rudy's head was going to implode at the Four Seasons that day. Something was coming out the gills. But is that it, Jeff? You've given us two pretty good ones. Solid effort, sir.
The only other one that I got would be a kind of a parallel with South Park is that Rudy's so broke that even Kenny feels bad about it.
And they killed Kenny. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Folks.
Oh, yes.
We're going to come back with the Duke boys. You see what that Bo Duke was up to, Dom?
Man, you know, when I was a kid, I loved this show. I'd like run over because I didn't have a TV growing up, man. My parents wouldn't let me. I had to read books.
They wouldn't
stuff.
Let you.
So I had to run over to the neighbor's house to watch. I'd make a point to go see the Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Driving around in there.
Wow.
Racist General Lee.
So terrible,
chasing their good-looking cousin around. And then
weird that they'd be acting out these days.
And there's a buddy they had named Cooter. Cooter. More Devil's Advocates. Come on back.
Y'all come back now. Here.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving. Though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on. Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Having some fun today. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, wanted to shift ever so slightly from Rudy So Broke to Bo Duke.
Really tackling the difficult issues of the day, aren't we, today?
We're digging in here before the holidays. Well, tomorrow's Festivus. You can air your grievances tomorrow, but in the meantime, one-liners, Rudy So Broke, or perhaps your political take. And, you know, I hear the Dukes of Hazzard. And I immediately thought of Tom Wopat. Tom Wopat was one of the Duke boys, right? He was Luke Duke. Yeah. He was the brunette. And I believe, isn't he from Wisconsin? Somewhere in Wisconsin. I don't want to get it wrong.
I think it's from he's born in Lodi. Yeah.
Well, there was a police report a couple of years ago about Wopat, who allegedly hit a girl's buttocks with a script and said, "Nice butt," during rehearsals for a show, and he was subsequently charged with indecent assault and battery on a person over the age of 14, along with two counts of accosting or annoying a person of the opposite sex. I think he did plead those down, but I thought he was the more difficult one. But then I see this report about Luke Duke, the blonde one. John Schneider, right? That was the actor's name that played played him. And Dom, what's he been up to?
He's been up to no good, Curdy. I mean, what would you expect from a guy who drove around with a Confederate flag on the roof of the car?
Lots of advocacy for hanging Mike Pence?
Perhaps. A lot of hanging going on here, Curdy. Actor John Schneider, best known for his role as Bo Duke on a classic TV show, Dukes of Hazzard, responded to a post on X from President Joe Biden late Wednesday and suggested that Biden be publicly executed. Oh, come on, Bo. Trump poses many threats to our country, the right to choose, civil rights, voting rights, and America's standing in the world, the post of Biden's account stated. But the greatest threat he poses is to our democracy. If we lose that, we lose everything, Biden wrote on X, likely referring to the recent ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court, which booted Donald Trump from the state ballot. Beneath the post, Bo Duke, that'd be John Schneider, replied, "Mr. President, I believe you are guilty of treason and should be publicly hung. Your son, too. Your response is, ? Sincerely, John Schneider." And of course, John Schneider, Bo Duke, got a mixed reaction from the interwebs. The good old boys. Here's a couple. Just some good old boys telling presidents they should be hung. Another one. "Most young folks have no idea who John Schneider is, so allow me to school y'all. There was this show when I was a kid, early 80s, called Dukes of Hazzard. It was filled with racist references, although I did not connect the dots at the time. So I'm not one bit surprised that an actor who agreed to be on the show is a Trump supporter today and posted a death threat to our Democratic President Joe Biden and his son." Another one here. "Hey, FBI, we found another mega terrorist. You don't got to go far, John Schneider, Bo Duke." Well, not hang Mike Pence, but hang Joe Biden and Hunter.
I'm just enjoying the ongoing Rudy So Broke joke stuff still happening on the text line.
Alive. See what you started, man?
It's been fun.
Can't turn it off now.
Some are saying Rudy is so broke. He's auditioning for a role in the next Borat movie because he actually wants to get paid. And Rudy's so broke he couldn't get out of sight if a trip around the world only cost a quarter. Get it, Dom?
I got it.
Thanks, Dom. What else? Oh, I'm going to have to sing this one. Just sort of hum it. Rudy's so broke for Christmas, he'll have no holiday glee. His troubles grow under the mistletoe. Kisses, no, just court orders under the tree. Christmas Eve will find him, his balding scalp in firelight gleams. Homeless now for Christmas, brought down by his schemes. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
Wow.
I'll see you at the Grammys, Tom.
Give Nate a little heads up. He can put a funky-ass bass line behind that.
That one came from Mark from the SAC, a text contribution. Didn't know I was going to sing it, though, did you, Mark? One more, Rico from The Rock. Rudy went to sell his soul, but the devil said, I already got it from Donald for half price. There's working that theme for us, Rico. You know, you keep working on it, Rico, but don't hurt yourself.
Yes. I mean, it's not hard, man. Where's Nick, man? Where's our stand-up folks? Kurt, you did a little stand-up, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, not in a humorous way. I've done very short bursts. I've done, you know, a couple of jokes to introduce someone who's funny. I've emceed comedy affairs. I got to introduce, well, I didn't, let's step back, Rudy. Let's remember yeah, properly. I got to be in a room with Charlie Behrens one time. No, I guess that was at the comedy club downstairs, but I got to be the MC of a doubleheader with Charlie Behrens one time. And that was a lot of fun. And I was the MC. So, you know, I did a couple of jokes, little soft shoe. I actually wrote different jokes for the two jazz different hands. Shows. Because I figure some people like me so much at the first show, I didn't want to have the same jokes at the second show. And it all had to be fresh material because, you know, I don't exactly do stand-up for a living. So I never worked the material with an audience prior. But Charlie's uncle, whoever the merch guy was, you know, he actually, because there were some amateur comedians as part of the festivities, and, you know, you would have never guessed with a big venue like the Waterloo Fireman's Park. But there were a couple of amateurs in the show mix. But yeah. Charlie's uncle said, well, clearly you've done this before.
Oh, clearly. And your response was?
Well, you know, the crowd work. I do the crowd work on the radio every day. The crowd work's where, hey, where are you from? You know, where are my day drinkers at? Oh, that's everybody. You know, that kind of stuff. That specifically is how I started the very first show with
all right, Charlie Behrens. Yeah.
You know, where's my day drinkers? Where's my midnight tokers? You know, I sort of took an assessment of the kind of folks that were going to be there in the crowd. And then
they're basically ripping off Steve Miller.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll cite my source. The Joker. But damn it, man. There was some funny. Now you've undermined it.
No,
that funny.
I listen, I think it takes a lot for folks to get up and do stand up. I mean, you know, to stand up in front of a crowd, get on the stage, you know, come up with the material that, you know, isn't ripped off or copied, about, you know, original stuff. Man, it takes a lot of creativity and effort. And
what's this about original stuff? Can't I just take funny stuff off the text line, write it down, no. Put it in my own words? And I mean, it's my joke then because I've crafted it.
Is that it? Oh, man, give me Eddie Murphy delirious anytime. And, man, do I wish George Carlin was still alive today.
You know, we are above the Comedy Club here on State Street, beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, in the Solidarity Realty Studios. And I did ask the landlord, you know, his daughters run the joint downstairs. I said, hey, Gus, you got time for me? Can I do 5 minutes? Oh, anytime you want, Mike. Wednesday nights, open mic nights. Anytime you want, on Wednesdays.
On Wednesday.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. You got some open mic material. Want to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Festival Foods workers will get 3 weeks of paid leave after having a baby starting New Year's Day. The benefit also goes to workers who have a child placement, a new foster child, or adopts a new child. About 8,000 people work at festival locations around Wisconsin. AAA predicts a record of 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks, and some of them will have heart conditions.
If you're on a plane, be in an aisle seat. So if you're on a water pill or diuretic, you're going to be sitting for a long period of time. Your compression socks may be suggested.
Cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry says people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months should clear any travel with their doctors beforehand. And if you feel any symptoms on a plane, tell a flight attendant right away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth law enforcement authorities have announced the arrest of two men on charges of aggravated robbery. Officers responded to a call about a person with a gun on the 300 block of West 4th Street before being told the suspects fled towards the 100 block of Mesaba Avenue. A 32-year-old and an 18-year-old were detained when police executed a search warrant and the firearm was found. Both men were taken into custody without incident and were charged with first-degree aggravated robbery. Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to put the time frame in which women can get an abortion in the state on a future ballot. In an interview with the Associated Press, Voss said he hopes to put a proposal on some future ballot that would lower the limit to somewhere between the 12th and 15th week. Current state law bans abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has already vowed to veto any abortion legislation for stricter laws than existed under Roe v. Wade. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers get ready for the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers travel to Carolina this weekend to face the struggling 2-12 Panthers. Despite losing to the Giants and the Buccaneers, is there any chance the Packers could overlook Carolina? Jordan Love.
I mean, I don't think, you know, bouncing back after two losses, I definitely don't think we're going to be underestimating anybody. So, you know, I think we're going to come out Sunday with our best foot forward. You know, I think just the stretch of games we've had, losing two tough ones, we're ready to bounce back, and we're definitely not about to take this game for granted.
NBA, the Bucks play the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum, then leave on a road trip. We'll have them playing the Knicks in New York on Christmas Day. Bobby Portis asks if he's finished his holiday shopping.
I ain't even put a tree up this year. Like, at the crib, like, I don't even have a tree up because on the 22nd, which is Friday, we leave. And, you know, obviously, you know, I ain't going to be able to open no presents under my tree. I ain't going to have my presents just sitting at the crib under the tree.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Staying rather warm the next couple of days. Cloudy, little fog and drizzle tonight. Lows in the low 30s. Some early drizzle tomorrow. Staying cloudy, high low 40s. Some bits of sunshine on Saturday. Highs up to the upper 40s. Some rain and low 50s for Sunday. Currently it's 37.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Some call me the gangster. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thursday, funny is funny, happier happy hour I get all my best material from Steve Miller Band.
Yes. Just from now on, Curtis, you may refer to me as the gangster of love.
El Quistador. Conquistador. You can call me Conquistador. 844-967-2789. I got to tell you, I'm really enjoying the text line immensely today. People having a lot of fun with the Rudy So Broke jokes, and they keep sending them in. Here are a few of the examples I've enjoyed. Rudy's so broke that heaven doesn't want him, and hell's afraid he'll take over. Rudy's WGBW entrant. Here's one, WMDX. Rudy's so broke, he can't afford the dollar menu at McDonald's. Damn. Here's another, Dana, our pal up in God's country, listening to the Eagle in La Crosse, 1490 AM. Rudy's so broke that he signed a contract to let Ari Melber beat him up on MSNBC every night. And Peter Navarro will be next. Here is a relatively funny and keen observation. Rudy's so broke, even the Russians won't give him a loan. Somewhere along the line, one of those jokes is being owned up by Jimmy in the UP. And someone wants to know, where can I access all the Rudy jokes? Why, at the podcast. That's where you'd find them, at the civicmedia.us. Go to the show page. Look about 12 shows deep. And then find the greatest the radio advocate. Show ever. We're there. Like, we're 12th or 13th in your
greatest
heart.
Radio show ever, you think we'd be, like, prominent. But it's all alphabetical, so you got to look for the Devil's Advocates it radio
really,
show. The greatest radio show ever.
It's the "the" that's holding us back?
It's the T. Yeah, yeah. And maybe we'll just change the name to the Devils. Well, still the Devils.
Well,
D. It'll be, you know.
Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin WI, DARNWI. There's no "the" there.
There's no "the" there.
There are podcasts there if you need to find them. Didn't want to go looking 12 deep on the civicmedia.us site. Brian from Watertown, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us? Any good jokes I could steal for future comedy?
Right. Hey, guys. Rudy is so broke that CJ has lost respect for him because he's going to have to live off the welfare system.
Oh, no.
That would do it. That would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. Rudy's so broke, he's now woke. Rudy's so broke, he's now a socialist because he needs what? He's going to, one way or another, right? So what? He goes to jail? Well, I mean, who pays for the justice system in this country? Of course, they're taxpayer dollars. Brian?
That's why CJ no longer respects him.
That's right. That's right. Good point, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Rudy is a joke because he's so broke. There's something clever there. Work with me.
No.
I'm working through my material for future open mic nights.
You're supposed to have some of that kind of done when you get to open mic night. You're not supposed to, like,
well, that's why I'm not doing it
there.
That's why I'm doing it here with you.
Thank you.
If you were funnier, I'd let you do the material, Dom.
You know, it comes in spurts and fits, you know?
Yeah, spurts and fits.
I can't force the creativity, man. You know, it's just sometimes it just oozes. And then when you try to force it, it just becomes, you know, not great. It seems forced.
Spurts and fits has been your nickname since college. 844-967-2789. A little bit of politicking, Dom. Do you see what the Jim Jordan's doing? The wannabe speaker guy? The guy that, under his coaching responsibilities at Ohio State University, allowed a lot of the athletes to be assaulted. But now Jim Jordan is what? The head of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives.
Very important job. Now, I find it somewhat ironic that he would, I mean, all those accusations aside, that this guy would be the head of the Judiciary Committee for the Republicans when he himself defied a subpoena from the January 6th committee, a lawful congressional subpoena that he has yet to answer to. But he expects other people to respond to his subpoenas.
Don't
show
look
up
for
his subpoenas.
Consistency, intellectual or otherwise, Tom. This is the.
But I think we need to constantly, absolutely. Come on, man. Well, I don't know how you grew up, man. But when I grew up, these things did matter. You know what I mean? You can't ask something of others that you're not going to expect to do yourself. And he's exactly doing that. That makes him a hypocrite at best. But please continue. Let's talk more about Jim GYM Jordan.
Well, Jim Jordan is threatening the special counselor, Jack Smith, with a subpoena as the Trump criminal cases ramp up. So he is trying to, what, interfere with the investigation? The criminal investigation, he wants to interfere, put a stop to it if he could. Jim Jordan and his fellow House Republicans are moving forward with plans to counter-investigate Special Counsel Jack Smith, investigate the investigators, as the two criminal cases he filed against former President Donald Trump continue to advance, reported Courthouse News on Thursday. Here's what they're reporting, Tom. GOP lawmakers looking to defend Trump from what they frame as a political ploy to keep him out of the White House, have long cast aspersions on a pair of Justice Department investigations into the former president. This reported by Benjamin Weiss. Republicans have contended that President Biden is weaponizing the federal law enforcement agency to go after his political rivals, a claim that has been rejected by some legal experts. No one on Trump's team, I'm sure. In the GOP-controlled House Judiciary Committee, lawmakers have matched Smith's probe with one of their own, hoping to demonstrate political malfeasance in the Justice Department. On Thursday, panel chair Jim Jordan stepped things up, telling the special counsel in a letter that he had significant concerns about your commitment to even-handed justice. Significant concerns, Dom. Republicans have been leveling similar threats since last year, and according to the report, they're prepared to issue subpoenas against Smith as part of the next phase of their investigation. Now, of course, I, as special counselor, would ignore the subpoenas. But anyways, Tom, Republican.
Well, let's pause just for a minute, if I may jump in here. So apparently this letter, he sent a letter, and within the letter, they expressed significant concerns about commitment to even-handed justice. This is a special counselor. He's got one job. He's got one thing. Investigate a couple. Donald Trump, the J6, and the documents. So those are his things. He doesn't make calls on other issues, right? He's not making decisions on what other cases the Justice Department. You got a beef, then you go to the head of the Justice Department. This is a guy doing a job. Hey, I'm taking you here, Jack Smith, to investigate Donald Trump on the documents case, on the secrets that he kept, and on the January 6th insurrection that he fomented. Those are the two things. What even-handed justice, how? You go where the facts lead you. It's not like he's not doing investigations of Hunter Biden as Jack Smith. That's not Jack Smith's purview. His job is to go after Donald Trump on these two issues, present the cases, and let the jury decide. So what is it about even-handed justice? How can Jack Smith have any input as to quote-unquote even-handed justice? He's presenting the case against Donald Trump, period. The jury will decide.
I would point out Jack Smith is a special counselor, supposed to be independent of even most DOJ oversight, supposed to be able to work, right? Jordan specifically points to the Department of Justice obtaining a search warrant for Trump's account on Twitter and a claim by Trump associate attorney that one of Smith's lawyers pressured him into negotiating a plea deal for his client by using the outcome of a judgeship application. I don't know what that means. Now, one of the cases brought by Smith accuses Trump of civil rights violations and conspiracy to defraud the United States, connections to the plot to overturn the 2020 presidential. The other concerns the former president's retention of highly classified national defense information at his Mar-a-Lago Country Club in South Florida. I call those the paperwork crimes, Dom.
So what does Jim Jordan want? What would even-handed justice look like? Like Jack Smith supposed to send out subpoenas for what? Someone else's Twitter feed? You know, no one else is within his purview of what he's supposed to do as special counselor. So it's obviously bunk. I highly doubt Smith would even take the time to respond to a guy who sends out a subpoena from the very organization, Congress, that he now represents, that he himself would not honor. So go pound sand, number one. And number two, how do you not, as an investigator to this particular crime, but just, you know, put back and put anybody else in any other situation, you know, the Twitter feeds, you know, the conversations, the private messages, those things can be relevant. They can be relevant to the investigation, just like phone calls, just like, where were you, what you did, just like, you know, signatures and documents, all everything matters, everything. And I guarantee you there's some action on the DMs on Trump's Twitter feed. So they're obviously very, very concerned that Jack Smith has these things. And Jack Smith, I believe it was today, in response to Trump's attorneys yesterday, telling the Supreme Court, just take your time, let it go through the appellate process. You know, he's got absolute immunity.
Does that even make sense?
Rush this.
Like, let the music breathe. Like it's a wine bottle. You know, here, just set it aside for a few more months. Why would they not? If they're going to take up the case, why would they not? I mean, this is such a strange ask. No, don't look really quickly. Just slow down. I mean, it only, of course, makes sense in the prism of the fact that Donald Trump does not want to be brought to justice, right? Well, it's a pure delay tactic.
I mean,
right?
Who does, man? Who does? Who wants anyone's actions, you know, questioned, especially when you tried to be the only guy in the American history to overturn the government and to block the peaceful transfer of power when you obviously lost and you've been telling people and laying down the corn seed for years, perhaps up to a year, about election fraud and interference. All bunk. All of it. All of it. The whole time. And we still deal with the repercussions today because a lot of Republicans, a lot of MAGAs still believe that Donald Trump somehow won the election. We're still having this conversation because that belief is so strong within the MAGA community.
And if you weren't listening from the top of the show, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from the great state of Wisconsin said, if Trump is the nominee, he'd probably vote for him because he's not going to vote for Joe Biden. The same guy that came to Wisconsin to endorse his primary opponent, the guy that pressured him to hire Michael Gableman, create this whole fake investigation and Gableman's conclusion that, you know, we should strongly consider what? Redoing the election of 2020. This great advice in like 2022, right, Dom?
I got a great idea. I'm just spitballing here, guys.
But Robin Voss would still be considerate of voting for the man.
I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about the mega party and everything you need to know about Assembly Speaker from Wisconsin, the most powerful Republican leader in the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss. And he, after getting berated and embarrassed and almost losing the primary by, what, a couple hundred votes?
280 votes-ish, Adam Steen.
Still consider voting for Donald Trump. Perhaps a soon-to-be convicted Donald Trump.
Stand by your man.
I'm not gonna vote for Joe Biden. Well, come on, man. You can vote for anybody. You know, I mean, you know, vote for Donald Trump. We know Robin Voss from here in the state of Wisconsin. We've been following his career, let's call it, for years. I don't believe for a minute that Robin Voss thinks that Donald Trump was somehow screwed out of the election. Robin Voss is trying to, you know, please everyone, especially consolidating his power. All right, I don't believe it, but I went on the plane with Trump, so I'll get, you know, Gableman, of all people, Gableman, to do this thing. And, you know, a year later, millions of dollars later, I'm like, oh, he's calls Gableman an embarrassment to Wisconsin.
What's that make Janelle Branchon? He empowered her, too, talking about a joker.
Know, so you hired these people. You gave them authority. You gave them credibility-ish. And then what? When it's all said and done, they're terrible. They're all coffee boys. You know, in some ways, I'm really, really not surprised.
Dom, I want you to know a little bit more about the Speaker of the House, and I'm looking for comedic material here as well. Mike Johnson took his daughter to a purity ball, as all good fathers do. Resembled a wedding. Let's talk about it.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday Eve to us all. It is our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, pick up the dot phones right now. Dial 844-967-2789.
You can blame me.
I am blaming you. I blame you for many, many things.
Offered Metallica.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you, man.
Or
Crudy. Or
Stand By Your Man. Dom, we know about Mike Johnson, right? Mike Johnson. And we learned something quite interesting about this second in line to the president, that his 17-year-old son is his porn accountability buddy. I have a 17-year-old son, and I don't want to know what he watches. And he is certainly not my porn accountability buddy. You know, we're pretty good friends. I like my son. Good kid. We're not porn accountability buddies.
Crudy, will you be my porn accountability buddy?
Well, here's my question. I blame it on you. Yes, if no. I get caught with porn, you know my response. Dominic! That happened. That really happened once. It was your fault. Not that I got caught.
I am not a role model, Michael.
Clearly. And I'm starting to wonder about this speaker, Mike Johnson. I'm starting to have some reservations about this guy and even his parenting style.
Starting to.
Now, Dom, I found this at the salon.com. This is being widely reported. Newly unearthed video shows Mike Johnson and his daughter attending a purity ball in 2015. This looks like a wedding, but they're not bride and groom, but rather father and daughter. Well, you know, much like Trump wishes he had with his daughter. But anyways, here is what was reported, Dom. Years before Mike Johnson would become second in line for the president, a German TV news outlet profiled him and his then teenage daughter preparing for and then attending a purity ball, Dom. You know, just like we would do it. This looks like a wedding, a news reporter said in a German 2015 NTV news segment unearthed by ABC News. But they're not bride and groom, but rather father and daughter. The reporter adds, referring to Johnson and his then 13-year-old Hannah. The news segment examined purity balls and the purity movement among conservative Christians and the Johnson family as the lens, highlighting Johnson and his daughter at the ball with other pairs enjoying Johnson's daughter vowing and signing a pledge to live a life of purity. Dom, have you signed the pledge?
No. And I'd be down. Maybe. What do you mean by purity? I mean, these are subjective terms.
Well, Dom, the controversial formal dance event gained notoriety in the early 2000s, but remained popular among some conservative Christians. Purity balls typically saw fathers and their teenage daughters dressed up for the night of dinner and dancing that ends with the daughter signing a pledge to her father to abstain from dating and remain sexually abstinent until marriage.
Abstain from dating? Well, how are you going to get married if you don't date? What, dad's going to hook you up with someone?
Now, Dom, the news segment features an interview with Johnson's daughter, now in her 20s, vowing to her father to make a commitment to God, myself, my family, my friends, my future husband, and my future children to a lifetime of purity, including sexual purity, with shots of Johnson nodding in agreement interlaced. The doting father? Question mark. In one brief interview clip, Johnson's wife, Christian counselor Kelly Johnson, told the German news outlet, "We don't talk to her about contraception.
Sex, oh, what?
Sex before marriage is simply out of the question." Yeah. Now, Tom, Mike Johnson's participation in the 2015 news story provides another example of the previously almost unknown lawmaker's staunchly conservative and religious views, which have informed his political career and his ascent in Congress. So you didn't know. Johnson took his daughter to a purity ball and made her sign the pledge, Dom. You didn't the know pledge. That, did you?
I did not. I did not. When I saw this, I was like, oh. And okay, but teenage. So I remember the daddy-daughter dance. I took Izzy to the daddy-daughter dance. That was cute, you know. But she was like, you know, third grade or something. And there was no, I mean, they were dancing the Gangnam style, man. I mean, it was super cute. And there was no talk of purity or contraception or any of that, of course, at that age. So whatever, man, father-daughter dance. So at first I'm thinking, well, I mean, I went took Izzy to a father-daughter dance. That's cute. What's the problem? Oh my God, what? What? And then for the mother, we don't talk about contraception. Sex before marriage is simply out of the question. I mean, it's something to dream. It's something to aspire to, I guess, if that's how you want to, you know, do it. But feel sorry for the kids, you know, when they turn 18, good luck out there, children. Ah, it just seems super creepy to me.
What are you talking about? You love meeting those religious type girls in college, Dom, rebelling against their father's purity pledges. Those were your kind of girls on a Friday night. Who are you kidding?
If you need someone to help break the purity, I would have been there for you. So yes, I there's a lot of learning to do in this world, and I don't think that kind of mentality is doing anybody any favors. But I'm not surprised, man. You know, but again, people, you know, is it? What's your thought on it, Curdy? Do you think it's the hits creeper level? It hits the EU. Level,
we're
Daddy,
at least creeper
sex
adjacent. Here's a quote. Someone asked me today in the media, they said, "It's curious. People are curious. What does Mike Johnson think about any issue under the sun? Well, go pick up the Bible off your shelf and read it."
Yeah.
That's my worldview, Johnson said in a recent Fox News interview. Well,
no shrimp for you.
There is a little incest that goes on in the Bible, Dom. I'm just telling you, if you read some of that Old Testament stuff.
Incest,
there
murder,
weren't a lot of branches.
Genocide. I mean, there was I saw a comedian reading you know, passages from the Bible in some sort of, you know, open kind of meeting, governmental kind of thing where public opinion was heard. And he talked about the murder and the incest and the genocide and all that and the grooming and indoctrination. And of course, he's talking about the Bible. So, you know, there's that. But I'd also, one other thing, I did read on this article, saw a couple of things about it. And one of them did quote, hey, you know, basically a study that shows that the purity balls, if you're the one to take those kind of pledges, you've got a higher percentage of, you know, unwanted pregnancies. Well, imagine that'll happen and your mother won't talk to you about contraception.
Dom, here's a quote from Johnson. "One of the primary purposes of law and civil government is to restrain evil. We have to acknowledge collectively that man is inherently evil and needs to be restrained."
No, thank you. Don't believe it.
I try to hold you back each and every day. Stick around.
All you can do is try.
Maggie Dawn is next. Then, Black Convergence and Raised in the Wisco.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.